Babe, how are you doing over there? Good. And what are you doing over there? Yeah? So you're not really busy right now? Well, then maybe you don't mind doing your darling girl a favor, do you? Well, I was hoping maybe you could come over here and maybe let her rest her head on your chest, relax with you, please. Yay! Thank you. Here, let me get this book out of the way. Oh, God, yes. Get that amazing arse over here. All right, get behind me here. That way I can... No, not like that. Just lie back. And then I will climb on you. There we go. Yeah, no, I'm good. This is perfect. Very good. Thank you. Pretty sure I have to be the most fantastic girlfriend ever to deserve you. Ah, well, you would say that now, wouldn't you? You gorgeously disgusting creature. Oh, you know, I think this is probably the best feeling in the world. Just knowing that you can make me feel like this. So safe, so relaxed. It's like, imagine you're me, all right? You're sort of drifting along the currents that life brings you, and you're seemingly doing everything right, but it's like you sort of wonder about what will really come of you. Because you've got all these great friends and you've had this exotic dating history, it feels like. And yes, I have. Oh, don't even try it. I was a catch before you took me off the market, and you know it. Am I? Still a catch. Ah, well, thank you. Anyway. As I was saying, you're in and all of these things going on around you, and you know that there are deeper layers to who you are that you sort of don't really know how to talk about or don't really have anyone to talk to about it. And you certainly couldn't have imagined, you know, talking about it in any of your past relationships, and not necessarily because they were bad people or anything like that. It's just sort of, you can hardly make sense of it yourself, let alone, you know, put it into words. And so you start realizing deep down that you really don't have things figured out at all. And you know that no one else does either, but you still feel really alone and vulnerable, and you don't really know what to do about any of it. And okay, you look a little bit confused, but I'm getting there. Just give me a minute. Okay, so then you meet this bright, intelligent, warm, patient, gracious, gorgeous kindred spirit. And they somehow trick you into not just opening up yourself, like leaving you bare and naked and all of those things that you think are sort of ugly or shameful or whatever. And you're in front of this person and you hand over this massively intimate part of yourself to them for safekeeping. It's it is anxiety-provoking levels of blind trust that you're just sort of willingly forced to give up all of a sudden. And I said willingly forced, yes, but because you're just crushing so hard on this gorgeous beast that is now a power in your life and you feel you have absolutely no control over your feelings. But you could have taken what you know and decided to just drop me right then and there and just walk away, not have to deal with it. And you didn't. You stayed, and here we are, blissful and wrapped up together on the sofa. I'm totally yours. It feels like sort of finding myself in a way that I never knew I could when I lie here with you. And it's just the best feeling in the world. It really, really is. Is it okay with my hand under your shirt like this? You're okay? Okay, good. So, babe, I really am just trying to say thank you. You're such a fantastic person, and everybody can see and feel that when they're around you, and you are so strong and so wonderful every day to me. And I don't want you to think for one second that your efforts go unnoticed or certainly without gratitude. Never, ever. Would never take advantage of you. Right. I'm glad you do, and I know it is so hard. I know that sometimes the world is a lot to handle, and it really hurts when it beats back at you, and when you approach it with nothing but kindness in your heart, and people want it, they respond to it, but sometimes they want more and more and more to the point that you start to feel drained because you're not getting anything in return. You're just being sucked dry. And it's hard. You almost feel like you're never enough, right? No, I get it. It starts to sort of gnaw at you from the inside, and sometimes you feel like you move through this world as light as a ghost, treading the earth lightly because there's no real place in it for you. But you know you're not a ghost. No, you are this incredible being full of life and love, and you're mine. You're my wonderful, sweet, strong, and amazing love. I feel whole when I'm with you, and I want to be for you what you are for me. And I need you to remember that you have to let me in if you want to take care of yourself, and that way I can help take care of you. We can take care of each other. And baby, I am so proud of you. You apply yourself so hard so persistently every day, and you are inspiring to me in so many ways. You are always here for me and for others, and know that because of the things that you've shown me, you've taught me to be better, not only for you, but for everyone else in my life too. My life is better because you're in it. And you've given a part of yourself to live with me. And I know the things that you're afraid of and things that you've done and said and think that you're ashamed of. And I know that you're vulnerable in that. I always do, but you have to trust me. Trust that I see all those things, and yet every kiss with you is like the first time, every time. You know all those things about me, and yet you still feel love for me. I see it. I see it in your eyes, in your actions, in your words, and sometimes just in a look. You just have to let me care for you too. In those times when it's so hard, you just want to shrink back from the world and hide for a while. Because I really need you here. I do. And if it gets to you, then come back to me. I will always remind you that you are not alone. You've got me. Always and forever. Okay. You've got me.